Hey everyone, Happy New Year. Michael Sparks here. It's AMZL Dealer Training Call. It's Monday, January 5th, 2015. Can you imagine? We're excited for you to be on our call tonight. And tonight's call is about goals and setting your sights on success for 2015 and beyond. But first up, I want to make sure everybody's focused in on the new products that AMZL has released over the last couple days. There's some new dirt bike oils that come out specifically made for the dirt bike applications, and those are exciting products. I didn't even know they were coming down the pike, so that's kind of cool. And also, there's a 100% synthetic 5W50 oil that's targeting the Ford Mustang market, specifically the GT500 and the Boss 302 Mustangs. They call for a Ford specification. It's a 5W50, and I've seen some blog posts and emails and stuff on this Ford oil that it basically in 1,500 miles, this 5W50 that Ford calls for, which is a motorcraft product, will break down in 1,500 miles down to a 40 weight, and in some cases a high 30 weight oil. So it does not stand great. It does not do what it's supposed to do. And AMZL has come out with a product that will combat that and will stand great longer. I've actually had some customers with these GT500 and Boss 302 Mustangs call me up on the message boards and everything. There's been some talk and everything that AMZL AMO 10W40 was outperforming the Motorcraft 5W50 product. And I've got customers, of course, that was not AMZL's recommendation. They were doing that on their own. It wasn't in the AMZL warranty and all that stuff. So this product here is going to cover the Fords. And I don't know if there's other SVT, that's a Ford special vehicle programs. I don't know if the 5W50 covers other, but I know it's the Boss 302 and the GT500s. So just be aware of that. Of course, this new dirt bike oil that actually has the Monster Energy on the front of it. You can see the little Monster sign on it. I don't know what AMZL has to pay for that, but this is targeting directly for the Supercross, Arena Cross. It has something about clutch feel, and it's going to make your dirt bike run better. I'm still discovering about that. I know it's specifically different viscosities for different brands of motorcycle. I think the 1040 is still for the Japanese type of motorcycles, and then there's a 10W50 and then a 10W60, and those are for some European Husqvarna KTM type of bikes. So we might have a call on that going up here in the next couple of weeks. Maybe we'll get some tech people on, or I'll figure out what the heck, why we need to recommend those. So anyhow, this week's call, we're going to go over some goals for 2015. And what you can do to improve yourself and your AMZL business. I can tell you what, there's just not one thing you can do, but there are many small things that add up to an increase in your business. So you just can't say, I can do one thing and that's going to make my AMZL business shoot to the top or my life increase. It's a lot of small things, and having goals, and the thing with goals is you want to have a lot of small goals to add up to one big goal. Over the years, we've set goals in our business, and mostly these goals have not been, they've been more broad type of things, and they've been actually levels of achievement that we wanted to earn in AMZL. And this seems to be the easiest way to calculate and work towards a higher level in your life in your AMZL business. A monetary goal can be somewhat a challenge because you say, well, I want to earn X amount of dollars per month or X amount of dollars per year. And it can be hard to figure that out. But you can definitely know if you're getting to the level, you say, what's the next level in AMZL? Or you know, hey, can I skip two levels in my AMZL business? And we're going to talk about that later in the show and going over the direct jobber dealer in the direct job rewards and incentives. We'll talk about that a little bit. But, you know, at least get yourself up to account direct. If you're just getting started in AMSOIL, if you've got a couple of years on you, working towards direct jobber, and then, you know, increasing yourself one direct jobber level per year is a pretty timely goal. I remember David Bell talking about it. He said if you can add an extra $1,000 in your check a year, it's pretty good. So you start out with $1,000. Every year you add another $1,000. You know, you're doing pretty good if you can do that. So, you know, keep that under your in your repertoire of ideas and say, hey, if I can add an extra $1,000 a month into my AMSOIL business, that's pretty good increase. When first getting started, you know, set monthly goals in commission credits. And that's what I did when I first got started back in 2000. I said, well, once I get up to 500 commission credit level, I didn't want to slack off from that. I wanted to increase. And it seems like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's a lot of work and whatever. And 500 commission credits is not that much. And I don't earn that much off of 500 commission credits. But, you know, it's adding customers and it's building your business. And it adds on top of each other. And pretty soon you're at the 1,000 commission credits. And then the 1,500 and 2,000 and 2,500. And before you know it, it's not that many months down the road that you're closing in on AMSOIL direct jobbers. So use the commission credits every single month. It's pretty easy to determine those based off your monthly volume sales and say, you know, hey, if I want to get up to the next level, you know, whether it be, you know, I'm at 1,000 commission credits a month and I'm going to maintain that and then move forward or move higher from there. That's a key in your business. Remember, every year you're going to lose some customers, and so you must understand that adding more than what you lose plus some on top of that is the only way to grow your business. Some customers are just not going to use our products again for whatever reason, and there's a myriad of reasons for that. It's just it was too difficult for them to get the products. They got the wrong product. They're not as happy with it as they want. Whatever it happens to be, some customers are not going to stick with us, but there are going to be some other customers that are going to bleed AMSOIL. That means they're going to use our products regardless, and they're going to look them out, and they're going to be your preferred customers, your commercial accounts, your retail on the shelf accounts, your accounts for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So work with those, and that's a key thing on building your business. And focus on attention to building current your relationships with those customers, as well as adding more products to your current customers. And this is an education process. So get yourself focused on, okay, I know I'm going to lose a few customers every year. Every business, this is not just AMSOIL, this is every single business out there. They're going to lose a few customers every year. They've got to keep adding new customers and then keeping the customers that they currently have. And that's an education process of letting them know what new products we have, staying in touch with them, make sure they get the best pricing, make sure that it's convenient for them to order or find the products if you're their servicing lead dealer, not only locally, but as well as online. So it's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it. We have a 2015 goal sheet. It's 2015 and beyond AMSOIL dealer goal sheet that we're going to be sending out via email, and we're going to link to this in the show notes, and anybody that wants to use this, they can download it and have their goal sheet that they can fill out. They can, you know, use it themselves. They can send it to their direct jobber. They can send it to their regional sales manager. And the more people that they have involved with their own personal goal setting, the more people are going to hold them to the fire and make sure that, hey, you said you were going to be at the next level. Let's get you up here. So enlist some people that are in your team to help you out to build your AMSL business. So share it with your sponsor and your direct jobber as well as your regional sales manager. And don't forget, share this with your spouse. This share this with your family. This is a goal not only for your AMSL business, but for your life and your lifestyle and getting yourself to that financial independence, that financial freedom that is available to anyone who really seeks it out. It's there. I'm telling you what, I can't explain it. I can't say, well, financial freedom and time freedom is this and that. It's whatever you make of it, but it's pretty wonderful when you get there. So, again, take a look at the G1307. This is the Dealer Direct Jobber Awards and Incentives. It's a PDF document. It's actually part of the T1 certification course. And this was my little goal sheet when I was first getting started in AMSL, because it talks about, you know, how to build your business. You know, you get 3 dealers sponsored, 300 commission credits, and then you get 5 dealers. It talks about the 1500 level, 15 dealers directly sponsored and 1500 commission credits. Moves you on up to the direct dealer pin, the direct jobber pin, account direct, direct jobber. And one that really, I just was focused on was the AMSOIL ring. You know, I'm a big guy that grew up watching The Hobbit, and I thought the Ring of Power, you know. And I thought, if I can get to the AMSOIL Ring of Power, that's it. I mean, this is it. And get yourself up to the AMSOIL ring. You know, print this thing out or buy it, I don't care, and put the ring up on your bulletin board and say, what's it going to take for me to get to the AMSOIL ring? But once you get there, it's better than the Ring of Power, I can tell you that. It just really is a wonderful place to be. So with that, I'm going to bring up a couple dealers on our team here tonight. Let me find them here. Andre, hold on a second. There he is. Andre, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. Andre, appreciate it. Talking about some goals for the next year, you've really worked at your AMSL business in the last, really since you got started back in 2009, I guess. But you've moved up, you're an AMSL executive direct jobber. What kind of goals do you have set in place for 2015, Andre?
Shoot to the moon.
Shoot for the moon?
Yeah.
Or shoot for the stars, and if you miss, you still hit the moon, or what?
Exactly, yeah. Definitely try to get a different level to before AMSL University. That's the most immediate plan. And from there, hopefully by the end of the year, maybe get another level. So try to grow my business, get more commercial accounts in detail, and start working more on registering dealers. Because I really think this is the goal which everyone should have in their plans. It's just give you more security on the long run.
Exactly. Sponsorship of dealers, it seems up front, it kind of seems like a waste of time, but I think long run in your AMSL business is that's the key to the long term. You are exactly right. You know, they say sell for today, for today's profits, and then sponsor for tomorrow's profits. So having dealers on your team that are working, and that is a really a great goal, especially anybody that's at the direct jobber level. Keep sponsoring. I think AMSL has put in place some incentives because they had found out that people got to that direct jobber level and they quit sponsoring, and that's really not what you want to do. You want to keep sponsoring dealers, keep training, keep building your organization, because it's going to pay you long term. So that's definitely a great goal to have there. I assume you already have a lot of your things on my goal sheet, you know, wearing AMSL clothing. Maybe a new dealer that's getting started doesn't understand the importance of this or have it on their vehicles. You want to talk a little bit about that, Andre, as far as what you've seen?
Yeah, it's extremely important. And I can just show on Mike's, like I do it. Before I was wearing the Anzio clothes, I get completely different response from the clients when I do it right now. My car has Anzio wrapping, all my clothes has Anzio logo, and anytime I come to a potential client, he see a person who wear approval Anzio clothing, getting different response. They look at you like a professional, not someone who just trying to sell him something. You know, so you get more credible response from the clients. It just make you life a little bit easier. Plus, sometimes you get stopped on the street, on the road, people stopping you and asking, do you sell Anzio? Yes. So there's other potential benefits from wearing the Anzio clothing. Plus, it look good.
Exactly, exactly. And as far as, you know, people may be thinking about having AMSOIL on their vehicle, AMSOIL graphics and everything, you know, I think you're one of the only few AMSOIL dealers on our team that have the AMSOIL wrap, the official AMSOIL wrap. Can you tell us what your thoughts on that are and what you've experienced since having that on your vehicle?
I have a bunch of compliments for my vehicle. Everybody telling me my truck look cool. But it's a look in line with the official Anzio advertising program. So it's actually working you benefits. Because if someone goes for a sport event, for example, or they're watching on a TV Anzio program, and they see a constant message that Anzio trying to people see, and they see a truck, it's look kind of the same, it's just make work for you. So I would highly recommend actually use, even if it involves some investment on your part, but this is investment. I'm actually think this is the best advertisement money return you can do, because it's like a rolling billboard all the time with your name on the road, people see it, maybe not this time, or year at the road, they will remember when they next time see you. And maybe it pushes you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it just makes you look more credible because, you know, somebody is a little I just remember when I was first starting out in AMSOIL back in 2000, you know, I put a 7-inch sticker on my vehicle and I thought, man, I'm an AMSOIL dealer now. You know, I thought, you know, it grows from there. And the more credible you look, the more credible you become. And if you wrap your vehicle with AMSOIL, that shows you're 100% committed. And if you could do that and go out there into the public eye, you're gonna look a lot more professional. You're gonna get a lot more business, and you're gonna have a lot more customers that look at you and say, yes, this guy is definitely an AMSOIL dealer, as opposed to this guy that is a dealer in name only. A D-I-N-O, we call that a Dino, dealer in name only. I got an AMSOIL card in my wallet. I paid my $30 and that's it, you know. But if you've got an AMSOIL wrap on your vehicle, you're a little bit more than that, and they're going to do business with you before they do business with somebody that doesn't even have a business card. So, you know, we're looking forward for you, Andre, to get up to the next level. Definitely by AMSOIL University. That's Master Direct Jobber. It gets real exciting the higher up you go. So we're looking forward to having you do those things and keep up the great work on working on your goals and sponsoring more dealers. That definitely always takes work. So keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for your help.
Yeah, thank you.
We wouldn't be where we're at right now if you're not all your hard work. And I hope people realize that.
Well, I keep throwing it out there, and it's just like AMSOIL advertisement on my vehicle. You know, some people drive by it, they don't know what they're looking at, but the ones that are looking for it, they're taking advantage of the training, and I hope it works for those not only on our team that are listening in, maybe listening on the archive. But any AMSOIL, I'm here to make the company a better company. I'm here to make AMSOIL brand. You know, I'm not in the racing, and I can't put it on the side of my race car or whatever. But I can educate dealers, and I can help people build their business, and I think that just does this wonderful thing. So I hope I can help everybody that listens in. So, but thanks,
yeah,
Andre.
Exactly. The best way to approach business is like you're helping to your best friend. And
exactly.
You're not really selling product. You're actually helping people to make their life a little bit easier.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Appreciate it, Andre.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jonathan, are you there? I might not have Jonathan up. I thought it was a 587. He might be calling in from another one.
Here.
You there? Oh,
a minute,
okay.
Find the button. I've been listening here, buddy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I had it muted. Then I unmuted it, and you weren't there. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, my goal would be more like Andre, I'll tell you what, and Michael. I'm serious. There you go.
Well, Jonathan, you've had a rough couple of years. You were in Afghanistan for an entire year, and you still managed to become an AMSOIL direct jobber while you were in Afghanistan, not only with your own efforts, but the efforts of your wonderful spouse and life partner, Kathy, which I respect so much. She's so wonderful. But John, I hope I'd like to hear some of your goals for this 2015 and beyond, and see. Tell us what your ideas are on building your AMSOIL business here.
Well, monthly income from AMSOIL needs to be, you know, supporting our family by in just a few months. I'm looking at, you know, and it's very possible. I'm looking at, you know, minimum of $3,000 a month, you know, by next month. And then towards the end of the year, I want $5,000 a month. I haven't really wrote those numbers down because I haven't really, I'm just the worst goal setter in the world, but I'm getting better. Like I say, I downloaded your thing, and I am so happy. One of my biggest goals is to see Robert Murphy, Casey Gillespie, Jason Volgan, Stephen Gilbert, Kenneth Talmadge, golly, guys that are on my team. I want to see them reach account direct and beyond this year. I think Robert Murphy will be a direct jobber just in the next few months. I think he can go to AMSOIL U for free. Most of these guys can if they put their heart to it. They've got the, golly, Kenneth Talmadge, I wish he was on. He's a Snap-on dealer. Great success. A good guy. I want to see, that's where I want to pour my, you know, life into, is helping others succeed this year. I think that's one of my biggest goals. Man, what can I say is I want to help others.
Well,
I want to support.
Excellent, John. Jonathan, you know, and helping people on your team is definitely a worthwhile goal. In your personal business, I know we've got some shows coming up and sponsorship type of levels. You're currently a direct jobber. You see yourself moving up to premier direct jobber or even executive in the next year?
Absolutely. Premier minimum. Premier minimum. And like you say, I wrote down as one of my top five business goals this year to get a ring. You know, I don't know if it'll be this year, but that's going to be important. You know, and Michael, you can tell us, what does it mean to get a ring?
To get the ring means that you've dedicated yourself to doing what's necessary to get to that level. And, you know, it's not easy. They don't give that just out like, you know, at a bubble gum stand, you know, you put a quarter in, you get it. You got to put work and effort into it, but, you know, it's not only the work and effort, but it's the reward that you get. The ring is just a token, a little token.
Right.
Of
but it's
the
direct
reward
jobber times how many? Direct jobber
yeah.
times how many?
Well, Regency Silver is where you get it. So it's direct jobber
right.
times how what it takes to get the Regency Silver, so... But, well, Jonathan, I know you're going to work work hard this year. Like I said, you're one of the few dealers that made direct jobber while you were stationed in Afghanistan. That's pretty incredible.
My wife and I did work hand in hand. I worked many hours after hours. It worked. The time, actually, the time difference was about 10-hour difference there, 9 to 10 hours difference, and it really worked in my favor. I could work in the evenings. It would be mornings back here, and call customers and follow up. My wife would be the face to our local customers, and when we came close, it was truly amazing. I mean, we qualified by surprise really the first month I was overseas, and then the next month we went what, like 3,160 points to 3,600 points to almost 4,000 points the third month, and that last month was, you know, a good bit of Kathy getting out there saying, help this guy, you know, he's coming home on leave and going to AMSOIL U. And that was a commitment that we made. And I challenge that to the guys listening. You got to be committed, absolutely committed. Wear that AMSOIL gear. I can tell you I've got 3 or 4 of my best customers by simply wearing an AMSOIL shirt. And it's one of the lowest advertising investments you'll ever make with the greatest return. It's a fantastic thing. I don't even get on the phone in the morning unless I'm wearing an AMSOIL shirt. That's how important it is to me, and it really makes a difference.
Well, it definitely makes a difference in what you project out there to your to the general public and then how you feel internally. So if you've got your AMSOIL gear, it means you're on, ready to do business, and you know, have some business cards and some literature, or whether it be a catalog or whatever. You're ready to do business. People to do. You cannot do business if you're not ready to do business. So
it's
just because
it's
you have a secret. Yeah, it's exactly the attitude. You have that secret card in your wallet that nobody knows about. You're not going to do much business. But if you let people know, they definitely are ready to do business with you. So. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you get up there to the higher levels this year, come to the Direct Jobber convention, and bring some of your teammates along for the AMSOIL University. You've got a great team growing there, Jonathan, and keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm going to turn this mute off here. Does anybody have any quick goals? I've got time for maybe about 2 people to speak up. Has a goal that they want to talk about in their AMSOIL business. Maybe a new dealer that's been a dealer just for maybe a couple of months that wants to talk up.
Casey or Jason, you guys on?
I see Jason. Hey, Jason.
How you doing, Mike?
Great. How are you?
Oh, staying busy as always.
All right, good to hear. You're just getting started. You've been a dealer since, I think, October, right? We got you going at the GIE Expo.
Right. I actually became a dealer in, John, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was the beginning of December.
Okay.
Right. It took a little bit to get him switched over from commercial account to dealer. But he's been going. He's already signed up a couple of customers.
Excellent. And you're outside of St. Louis, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're a brand new dealer since maybe December. You learned about the products at the GIE Expo in October. I think you've got a lawn care business. You're also in the Air Force, right?
Yes.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about some of the goals you have here in the next couple of months and the rest of the year.
Well, obviously, expand. I want to increase my sales capacity and obviously become more knowledgeable on the products. Just today I was talking to one of my coworkers. He has a 69 Mustang he's rebuilding. And he came to talk to me about, you know, he wants to do this, he wants to do that. And he was contemplating going, I'm going to swear at you a little bit, Royal Purple direction. And so while we're sitting at work, I pulled up AMSOIL's webpage and I started showing them, you know, the different products and how much better they are compared to RP, and basically probably in the next month I'll sign them as a preferred customer so he can start ordering all his products for his 69 Mustang project car. And I talk to Jonathan, I'd say probably every week, if not every other week, depending on what's going on. And with me trying to learn everything, you know, what direction to go here, what direction to go there. And it's just for me to understand the product, how to talk. I mean, I'm great at talking to people. I don't have a problem doing sales. For example, like I was talking to my dad today, and my dad lives in Pennsylvania, and he drives track trailer delivering mail. Well, the company he works for just transferred over to Mobile One doing all their for their fleet commercial trucks. And my dad says, you know, they get like 40-some thousand miles out of a tank or per oil change or something like that for these trucks. But I was like, well, how could I get in there to talk to them, you know, about possibly going the AMSOIL route compared to Mobile One? So that's something else I'm, you know, I just found out actually 10 minutes before I got on the phone with you guys.
Cool. Excellent.
So, you know, just expanding and learning is my primary goal for this year.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a T1 certified dealer?
No, I'm slowly getting through the training. Between Uncle Sam and the holidays and everything else, I don't want to say I put it on the back burner, but I was just tied up with kids and everything else. So,
one of the most important first steps there in your AMSOIL business is T1, so you can get those free leads and show up on the AMSOIL dealer locator and all that stuff. And I'll be sending out this AMSOIL goal sheet, and there's a lot of things on there that are pretty easy to do. There's some things that are hard to do, but go out there and work your goals and try to get yourself some new customers on a regular basis. I think it's a big key for any AMSOIL dealer is that they're not consistent, and consistency in this business is what will build your business in, over the long term. So just make sure you're out there on a regular basis, you know, getting, you know, 2 or 3, 4, 5, 10 customers a month, you know, and as your business grows, the customers you got a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, they keep buying the products. And so you add more customers to that, gets a lot easier because you're not having to start over from the beginning. Whereas with most sales business, you're selling cars, you know, that guy that you sold last month, he don't care. You know, you got to start over this month to sell new cars, you know. So that's kind of how the AMSOIL business works. You're not starting over every month, but you're continually building on what you built a lot over the past months before that. Just remember that and keep building your business, okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate calling in.
One more thing. You said you're there in Pennsylvania. So if you need any help to sign this account, I'm more than willing to help you with that. So if you need any help in Pennsylvania, feel free to call me. I can assist you with this account and help you to sign him in.
Awesome. Excellent. Thank you, Andre.
Yeah, I wish I had 50 more like Jason. Honestly, he's a great guy.
Excellent.
Yeah, Jonathan, just give him my information if you need to.
I will,
help,
Andre, and thank you so much.
Him.
You're my brother, buddy. I appreciate it.
Awesome, awesome.
Isn't that encouraging to hear? Look at that. Nobody asked Andre to do that. He just steps up to the plate. That's what we do for each other.
Exactly. Well, we're all here to help each other grow our AMSOIL businesses and make ourselves better as well as the AMSOIL products better. You know, there's plenty of customers out there for everyone. You know, the synthetic market is still around 10 or 15% of the entire lubricants market, and the AMSOIL business is about 1%. It may be a little bit over 1%. It might be going to 2% of the total synthetic lubricants market out there. So basically 99.5% of customers that are on the road today that have a need for lubrication are not using AMSOIL. There's plenty of customers out there. We just got to get in front of them, educate them on why our products are the best. And once you get a customer going, it'll definitely pay off in the long run. Go ahead.
You had wrong data, Michael. AMSOIL has actually 12% on synthetic market. in U.S., and Mobile has 41%, and rest of the company has less than 1%.
So we've got 12% of the synthetic lubricants, but really of the total lubricant market, we're still less than 1%. So
yeah, we're on the beginning.
Yeah, we're in the very beginning, so it's going to get better. I'm telling you, just we're on the cusp. So if anybody would like some help in goal setting with your business or even your personal financial life, we would be glad to help you. Get in touch with us, one of us, and we'd be glad to discuss this with you. You know, getting out of debt, building your business, you know, we're here to help you out. So give us a call anytime. And with that, everyone, I hope everyone has an awesome week. And get out there and make some AMSL happen, okay?
Roger that.
Good night, everyone.
Right. Thank you, Michael.
Good night.
Night.
Great, Michael.
See ya.
Have a good evening, Michael.
Thank you.